When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Today is Thursday, September 23rd. Another new update about COVID-19 booster shots, what type of workers the FDA says can get the extra dose. Also, there were high hopes for a bipartisan police reform bill, but it looks like it's not happening after all. We'll explain why. Plus, how accurate are those at-home rapid COVID tests? We'll tell you about the newest tech from Microsoft. And Netflix just bought an expensive golden ticket. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The full FDA just signed off on a COVID-19 booster shot for millions of Americans. The agency says people who are at high risk of getting a severe case of COVID-19 can get a third dose of the Pfizer vaccine. For the FDA, the high-risk category includes people who are 65 or older, as well as healthcare workers, teachers, grocery store employees, prison inmates, and people in homeless shelters. The FDA says those Americans should get a booster at least 6 months after they've had their second dose. The extra shots should be available in the next few days to people who got the Pfizer vaccine originally, assuming CDC advisors also sign off this week, which they're expected to. A third dose will still be free to Americans who are authorized, just like the first two doses. Still, this means the FDA's authorization does not go quite as far as the Biden administration had hoped. President Biden initially said he wanted boosters available to all American adults by this week. But the FDA stuck with what the advisors suggested and only gave the green light for the most vulnerable populations. The agency says it could still authorize the boosters for more people in the future, that health experts will keep reviewing the latest data to see if the extra shots become more necessary. The FDA is also still considering whether to give the go-ahead on booster shots for the Moderna and/or Johnson & Johnson vaccines. We'll let you know when those decisions are made. Oh, and remember, both the Pfizer and Moderna booster shots are already authorized for people whose immune systems are compromised, like if they have an organ transplant or history of cancer. Lower-income countries are about to get twice as many COVID-19 shots from the U.S. President Biden announced the U.S. is going to buy 500 million more doses of Pfizer's vaccine to donate. This brings America's commitment up to 1.1 billion doses shared overseas. That's the largest donation total of any country. Still, a lot of international aid groups are calling on the U.S. and other wealthy nations to do a lot more to help vaccinate the global population. Only 2% of people in low-income countries have received a first dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. That's compared to about 44% of the population worldwide. President Biden says he wants to change that inequity, though, and he's called on other world leaders to step up their donations as well. Overall, the White House says the goal is to vaccinate 70% of the world by this time next year. Biden also called on other leaders to help make testing, oxygen, medicines, and personal protective equipment more available. The president said there would be follow-up meetings later this year and early next year to check on progress. The FBI published new data this week that shows the murder rate in the U.S. went up almost 30% in 2020. And that means almost 5,000 more murders last year from the year before. That's the biggest jump since the start of national record keeping back in the 1960s. And every region of the country saw that kind of spike. It's not clear for sure why it rose so much, but experts have pointed to things like pandemic stresses, more distrust between police and the public, and more people carrying guns. About 77% of murders in 2020 were committed with a gun. That's the highest share ever reported. But it's important to point out, the murder rate went up from what was a pretty low murder rate in 2019. And even last year's rate was about a third below what it was in the 1990s, when murders were at an all-time high. Also, even though the murder rate rose, the overall crime rate was down last year. Many months of bipartisan negotiations over police reform are now officially over without a deal. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle were hoping to come up with a bill in the name of George Floyd, who was killed by a Minneapolis police officer last summer. But after months of back and forth, it seemed the differences between Democrats and Republicans on this issue were too much to overcome. CBS News reports the latest proposal from Democrats included banning chokeholds and no-knock warrants on a federal level, limiting military equipment for state and local law enforcement, and creating a nationwide database for complaints against officers. But that did not work for everyone. The main Republican negotiator, Senator Tim Scott, said a lot of the disagreements came down to funding. He said Democrats suggested taking money away from officers if they did not comply with the law. And he said that should not happen ever because it would mean defunding the police at a time when violent crime is rising in a lot of the country. But the lead negotiator on the Democratic side, Senator Cory Booker, said even some of the largest police unions in the country were behind this legislation, and Republicans should not have stopped it. Now President Biden says he's going to look for other ways to improve policing. That could include executive actions, since the president doesn't need Congress to put those in place. But he says he's still hoping lawmakers can one day come together to pass more widespread police reform. It looks like the Federal Reserve is going to start scaling back its extra boost to the economy that began because of the pandemic. First, it will likely start lowering its monthly bond purchases, and then it could start raising interest rates again. The Fed first started lowering the interest rates and buying government-backed bonds in March of 2020 when the pandemic first hit the U.S. At the time, factories were shutting down and millions of people lost their jobs. So the Fed figured new policies would make it cheaper for Americans to borrow money. And it worked. Americans kept up with borrowing and spending, and the stock market has seen record highs. But the policies could also be making inflation worse. As in, consumer prices already rose more than 3.5% from last year, the sharpest increase since 1991. So the Fed is under some pressure to pull back. For now, though, nothing is changing. The Fed just warned that it will start scaling back soon, probably at the end of this year. When that does happen, some borrowers will have to pay more for mortgages, credit cards, and business loans. Wall Street seemed to handle the news okay. Both the Dow and the S&P 500 ended 1% higher than before the Fed's updates. All right, we have more news just ahead, but we'll take a quick break now to thank our sponsor, Rothy's. Fall is in the air, and what better way to welcome the season than with new shoes? From cool flats to sneakers made for adventure, Rothy's has everything you need to start fall on the right foot. Plus, their spacious, washable bags are perfect for carrying your essentials. And good news for the guys listening, Rothy's shoes are no longer just for women. Yep, Rothy's now sells men's sneakers and men's driving loafers. No matter what style you choose this fall, Rothy's shoes are known to be comfortable. In fact, comfortable is the number one word used to describe their shoes when Rothy's surveyed thousands of customers. And I agree. I love that I can throw on any pair of my Rothy's shoes and not worry that my feet will hurt or get blisters. And that was true from day one, right out of the box. And to help you welcome the fall season in style, Rothy's is doing something special. That's right, they gave us the chance to share this super rare opportunity with our listeners for a limited time. Right now, you can get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy. Head to rothys.com/newsworthy to find your new favorites today. Once again, Russian hackers are going after the American food supply. The Wall Street Journal reports this time cyber criminals targeted an Iowa farming co-op called the New Cooperative. That's an alliance of more than 8,000 soy and corn farmers. It was an online system used to track food supply chains and feeding schedules for millions of chickens, hogs, and cattle. But this week, it was forced to go offline. That's because the hacking group called Black Matter launched a ransomware attack. The hackers locked up the computer network and threatened to publish the co-op's data if it did not hand over a nearly $6 million ransom by this weekend. For now, the co-op told news outlets it's contacted law enforcement, and it's developed a temporary workaround so business can continue. But it has not said if it will pay the ransom. The Washington Post reports if farmers have to pay for significant security upgrades, those costs could be passed on to consumers. Another fake coronavirus treatment is circulating on social media, and it could be dangerous. People are posting videos of themselves inhaling hydrogen peroxide as a way to prevent or treat COVID-19. So doctors with the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America are warning people not to fall for this. They say inhaling hydrogen peroxide is dangerous and that it will not treat or prevent COVID. It's really only supposed to be used to treat minor cuts and burns. But it can be poisonous if swallowed or inhaled in strong concentrations. Of course, this is not the first fake coronavirus treatment that's been promoted on the web. Over the last year and a half, other people have suggested that garlic, onions, oregano, or heat can treat the virus. And those are just a few examples. Some have also tried to sell minerals or potions to wipe out COVID-19. Social media sites have banned ads for unproven treatments, but it's not always easy enforcing those bans, so a lot of misinformation still gets through. The experts say just don't go on social media for medical advice and definitely don't buy treatments online. They should instead come from a doctor or reputable pharmacy. Microsoft unveiled 5 new products this week, a laptop, 3 tablets, and a new folding phone. Let's start with the Surface Laptop Studio Computer. It has a screen that can move around. So besides the normal laptop setting, you can have it cover the keyboard so you can easily write directly on it, or you can flip it over and use it like a tablet. That one will cost $1,600. As for the tablets, they start at $400. And the most basic, smallest version is supposed to be a lot faster and have more battery life than last year's model. Then there's the Surface Duo, which is Microsoft's Android-based foldable smartphone. It's said to have better cameras than the last model, stereo speakers, and 5G. It starts at $1,500. All these products will be available in a couple of weeks, along with the new Windows 11 operating system. The golden ticket now belongs to Netflix. The streaming giant says it bought the Roald Dahl Story Company, and that means Netflix is free to create new content based on the late children's authors' characters and stories. Dahl wrote popular books like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Matilda, James and the Giant Peach, Fantastic Mr. Fox, and many more. Netflix says it plans to create new films, TV series, games, live theater, and products all based on Dahl's works. In fact, it's already working on a Charlie and the Chocolate Factory series and Matilda the Musical. Netflix has not revealed how much it paid for this, but The Hollywood Reporter says the deal is believed to be one of Netflix's most expensive purchases ever. That's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. But first, a quick break to thank our sponsor, KiwiCo. Have you tried KiwiCo yet? My family and I have had so much fun with it, from the excitement of receiving our very first crate in the mail to the joy of knowing it's helping to both entertain and teach our little boy. It's also a nice change of pace for us parents. I know I sometimes get bored of playing with the same toys or just feel kind of clueless about what to play with next. If you're not familiar, KiwiCo creates super cool hands-on projects for kids of all ages to make learning fun. And they're specifically designed to expose children to concepts in STEAM, as in science, technology, engineering, art, and math. Each box is delivered monthly and comes with all the supplies needed for that month's project. KiwiCo crates cover a wide range of subjects, and it's a great way to start the school year. KiwiCo is redefining learning with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid at KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month, plus free shipping on any crate line with code NEWSWORTHY. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo, KiwiCo.com, promo code NEWSWORTHY. Okay, now back to Thing to Know Thursday. Rapid COVID-19 tests that people can take at home have been flying off store shelves lately, and manufacturers are racing to ramp up production right now. But how accurate are they? Well, scientists say if you're already experiencing symptoms, the tests are pretty reliable. For example, if you're coughing or feeling congested, an at-home test can probably tell you if you have COVID-19 or just a cold. But when you do not have symptoms, the tests don't always catch COVID-19 cases, even when they can be contagious. They will catch the most infectious cases, though. Here's the other thing. Home tests could be a little less accurate than the PCR test you get in a doctor's office, just because untrained people don't always do the test correctly. So lab techs suggest people read the instructions carefully and make sure you really swab the inside of your nose on both sides. One last thing, many doctors say if you or your child are exposed to someone with COVID-19, you should probably wait a few days before taking a test. Sometimes it just takes a while for the virus to show up in your system. Thank you for listening today and making the Newsworthy part of your everyday routine. We release new episodes every weekday by 4 in the morning Eastern Time, and you can always find links to read more about any of the stories mentioned in our episode notes. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.